Growing the Seeds of Pebble Accretion Through Planetesimal Accretion, by Sebastian Larek et al. We explore the growth of planetary embryos by planetesimal accretion up to and beyond the point where pebble accretion becomes efficient at the so-called Hill transition mass. Both the transition mass and the characteristic mass of planetesimals formed by the streaming instability increase with increasing distance from the star. We developed a model for the growth of a large planetesimal embryo embedded in a population of smaller planetesimals formed in a filament by the streaming instability. The model includes in a self-consistent way the collisional mass growth of the embryo, the fragmentation of the planetesimals, the velocity evolution of all involved bodies, as well as the viscous spreading of the filament. We find that the embryo accretes all available material in the filament during the lifetime of the protoplanetary disk only in the inner regions of the disk. In contrast, we find little or no growth in the outer parts of the disk beyond 5 to minus 10 astronomical units. Overall, our results demonstrate very long timescales for collisional growth of planetesimals in the regions of the protoplanetary disk where giant planets form. As such, in order to form giant planets in cold orbits, pebble accretion must act directly on the largest bodies present in the initial mass function of planetesimals with little or no help from mutual collisions. This was Growing the Seeds of Pebble Accretion Through Planetesimal Accretion, by Sebastian Larek et al.